Sandow.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
I came to play.
Say goodbye to the good old days. They're never coming back. Watch a few
times. I came to play.
Get my dues paid. I guess you had a dream, but it can't be saved.
Stuff happened on Monday Night Raw, and it was indeed awesome. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show, about 15 minutes earlier than normal, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at our brand new start time of 11:10-ish, right after Monday Night Raw. I am Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Owie, my ovaries, ow.
Yeah, this was an ovary killer show, and is always brought to you by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MVG1211 and check out his reviews. And, well, he reviewed Godzilla, the action figure, recently, so you might want to check that out.
As opposed to Godzilla the toilet paper?
Or the movie.
Ah.
So he could have seen the movie.
But did he get his hands on the flamethrower?
I don't know.
Damn.
So go to youtube.com/MBG1211 and you can see if he did indeed get a hold of the flamethrower.
And if you have no idea what reference we're making, just look up Spaceballs. Watch it. It is an essential part of your life. If you've never seen it, go watch it.
So, Monday Night Raw happened tonight, and we should start at the beginning, but I was like thinking, maybe we should go in different directions, but no, let's start from the beginning and just go from there. And it opened up with the Authority in the ring for an amazing homecoming for Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. They talked about Daniel Bryan's recovery, and he needs a little bit longer to recover, because, well, as we heard last night, he's not having feeling in his arms, and that's no good.
Yeah, that's unfortunate to hear, and you never want to hear that, so best to him. Hope he gets better soon.
And then they started talking and getting excited about Seth Rollins winning the Money in the Bank last night, virtually guaranteeing him to become the next WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Hunter talked about Rollins as the future of WWE. Hunter said history was made last night in the 8-man ladder match, and the winner was the A-plus player himself, John Cena, who he introduced and brought him to the ring. As John Cena came down, he's now wearing the belts around his neck, because he can't be fucked carrying them.
It's a lot of stuff to carry. I mean, seriously.
I know. Daniel Bryan had a hard time with it. You know, John Cena, he's just like, yeah, put it on my neck. Cena was there. He smirked. And Steph was trying to speak. Cena cut her off. Cena brought up Daniel Bryan, knowing that when Bryan comes back, they won't give him a shot, but he will. So, back to what happened last at the end of the year when Cena was trying to win the title. He was going to give Bryan the shot. Okay. Anyway. So he wants to know what's on the mind of the Authority. And they have something very special for John Cena. And, well, there's many gamers in attendance because tonight, to commemorate Cena's 15th title reign, they are proud to announce that on the cover of WWE 2K15 is John Cena. Called it. Just playing that one out.
I swear to God, the shadow that they used, though, was Orton. It was either Orton or Batista.
Probably. But, again, like I told you, it was to fool people.
Oh, I know it was to fool people. But it's more who's the shadow at this point.
Which they use a shadow on the pre-show stuff for mystery people, and Alex Riley made news by saying it's his shadow. And if that's headlined tomorrow on the news sites, I will hurt somebody.
It will be.
It's not news. Just putting that one out. So they reveal the cover. Took a minute to come down from the rafters. Hunter was like, is it going to come down? It's going to come down. It finally did.
It's kind of interesting because the production issues continue. They had some last night on the show, and they seem to have some tonight.
Cutbacks, maybe?
Possibly. I don't know. But, yeah, kind of things are not running as smoothly as they usually do for the WWE.
Alright, Cena says this is a great honor, but it's not right. He says they are being way, way too nice too soon, because he was at Money Back last night and saw a different look. Shows a photo of them in disbelief. Sif said that photo is out of context, but Cena cut her off and said the reason why that's real and their smiles are funny is because the Authority does not control him, and when they're like it or not, the champ is here. Hunter told Cena to chill, homie. And then Triple H began to do some thugonomics, yo. Hunter doing thugonomics was simply awesome.
Y'all are white, just pointing that out.
Cena said he'll drop the R's and kick his ass right now. Hunter told him to chill, dog. He said they don't have the problem with Cena being on covers, making movies, and being a superstar, or even that he's a champion, as long as Cena does it with some respect. You can do it the easy way or the hard way. Hunter said if that's the way he wants it, he will defend the WWE title because Cena chose the hard way. At Battleground, in a fatal four-way. And who are the opponents? Well, two men he will face tonight. One will be Randy Orton, and one will be Demon Kane.
The Demon! The!
Hunter told him he will have a partner tonight, the fourth man at the pay-per-view, Roman Reigns. Hunter then told Cena to enjoy this because it goes by fast. Cena sarcastically congratulated Hunter for making the match. And he noted he will earn the title victory if he wins at Battleground. He said that's almost as bad as being shoveled into a pile of crap. Or swimming in a pool of crap. Or swimming in a pool of crap. You don't take digs at Steph. She will hurt you.
It wasn't really necessary to take the dig at Steph. I mean, seriously? Like, really? I mean, really? I was sitting there and it's like, this is actually a really good segment. And then it's like, you have John Cena act like a 2-year-old and he's like, you know, he makes the obvious poop joke. And it's like, was that completely and 100% necessary to just like keep digging at her like that? It's like, come on, dude. You're what? You know, just be an adult.
Hunter said that he wants to make sure Cena understands that he's in a fatal four-way, and if he survives that, there's always a plan. B, Q, Seth Rollins.
And in some cases, a plan C.
Or a plan B, R, O, C, K.
After all, he is the one. So... But yeah. And out came Seth. and the Authority, you know, showed Seth off, showed his briefcase off, everybody was happy, Cena did not look pleased. This was a good segment. I mean, I like that they kind of got the reveal out of the way early.
It would have been a great segment on any other night.
Yeah, it would have been a really good segment on any other night. But this was just, yeah, it's... I don't know, something felt off about it. And to me, it was just okay.
They're trying to establish John Cena against the Authority, and it started tonight.
You know, here's the thing. If you're going to have John Cena against the Authority, have it be a serious John Cena, or have him be... not go for the obvious. Not have him make the poop jokes. Just kind of have him be a snarky asshole. And make the smart-ass comments to Steph and Hunter and talk back and that kind of thing. Because if you're going to be anti-authority. But otherwise, just like don't act like a flippant two-year-old.
Right.
Really didn't like that part of it, sorry. I just literally sat here and looking at my TV going, come on, dude. Like, you're a 15-time WWE champion. You know? Can you just kind of maybe a little bit more decorum? Just a little bit?
Right. Oh, there's a promo on the network at the moment. It's kind of interesting. Well, I can't say it yet because, well... we haven't got there. But Seth Rollins takes on Rob Van Dam in our opening contest. Good match between the two.
Very good match. Props to them for going at it after last night. Jesus.
And these two guys are two guys who took it to each other in different ladder matches, and they took some great bumps, and well, yeah.
Yeah, Van Dam took some harsh bumps. Seth took some harsh bumps. Seth probably took, with Dean, the bump of the night.
Couple of them. Seth took two bumps that night, the superplex and the ladder spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's props to both of them for giving us a great, great opening contest.
And then we'll talk more about Money in the Bank Thursday night on the rack at a special new start time, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And also tune in because we're talking to author Brian Shields.
So you don't want to miss that. 10 p.m. Eastern, mark it on your calendars. 10 p.m. Eastern, the rack. Got it? Cool. Seth Rollins picked up the victory with the curb stomp. Renee Young was interviewing Seth Rollins. He blew her off and took it over himself. Rollins said everyone is just bitter that he was right about winning Money in the Bank and they were wrong. Because this is the golden ticket to become the next WWE champion whenever he wants, anywhere, anytime. Dean Ambrose came on the screen. Said this is not over, and Rollins definitely did not win. In fact, his plan A failed, so Hunter had to send Uncle Kane down to the ring for plan B. But he's not even upset because this might be more fun. He vowed to be right next to Rollins every single time he plans on cashing in the briefcase and make it blow up in his face. Believe that, Seth. Believe that.
And I have every feeling Dean will live up to that promise.
It's the hunch.
Just a hunch. Call it a hunch.
Mm-hmm. We then have we have Lana and Rusev come down to the ring for our next segment. USA chants all abound. She mocked the USA chants at one point. She hyped Russia and Vladimir Putin and claimed that no one can stop Rusev's onslaught. She asked who will be America's next failure to compete against Rusev. Rusev then said some stuff and then vowed to crush. We had USA chants. And then we were joined by some real Americans?
That's right. Jack Swagger and Zeb Coulter interrupted Lana and Rusev. And basically told them that, well, they're abusing their rights, or the rights of the American people, and they have no right to do that.
Nope. He told Lana, if that is her real name, that she is allowed to slam America because that's the freedom of speech they have because they're in America. and he would like to exercise his freedom by telling Lana and Rusev something. He thinks a real American can actually stop the Rusev crush. And he wants them to listen to the sound of the real America crashing down on them as they rise together, join in, and shout, "We the people."
And then Rusev and Swagger clashed a little bit. Rusev actually got thrown out of the ring by Swagger. Lana had a mad.
She had a big time mad. And then we heard something we've never heard before. Let's go, Swagger. Let's go, Swagger.
You know, this is something that ever since the Rusev-Lana gimmick came up, and you've had Lana talking about how great Russia is and how wonderful it is, I've been waiting for them to take the real Americans and kind of turn it face and do what they did tonight and have Zeb and Jack go against Lana and Rusev, where it's America versus Russia 2.0. And I like how they did that tonight, because it was very unexpected. You didn't think they were going to do that, especially considering Swagger hurt Wade. It's kind of like, oh, well, you know, he's going to get deep pushed.
Well, he's not going to get deep pushed yet. He's just going to get crushed.
He's just going to get crushed, but yeah, I'm looking forward to the battle, the verbal battles between Zeb and Lana, because we're going to get some good ones.
Yeah, who cares about Swagger? It's Lana and Zeb. That's
yeah,
what matters.
Yeah, honestly, this is not Rusev and Swagger. This is Lana and Zeb. And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing, is Lana and Zeb, because that's going to be entertaining as crap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Next contest of the evening, 6-man tag team match. Sheamus and the Usos taking on the Wyatt family. And yes, they're back together.
The boys are back. Everything is right with the world. Holy Jesus, the lights.
There was a lot of lights tonight.
There was a lot of lights tonight. They were swaying. This was a really nice contest. Very physical contest, which, you know, it's the Wyatt, Sheamus, and the Usos, so you really don't expect anything less, especially after last night. Which, if you didn't see Money in the Bank and you did not see the tag match with Rowan and Harper taking on the Usos, good God, go find that match, because it was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
It still stands as probably one of the top matches of the night for me. It was that good. You had Luke Harper pulling shit out that you would never expect him to be able to do. And he can do it.
We had Let's Go Wyatt's, Let's Go Usos, Sorry Sheamus, You Couldn't Get a Chant. We had Ginger on Ginger Crime in this match.
Yeah, Sheamus gave Rowan the 10 beats of whatever it is. Blarney. I don't know.
The 10 punches to the chest.
And he did more than 10.
I think he's been doing 12 lately.
Yeah, he's been doing 12.
Yeah. Good match. Really good stuff. There was the finish was really nice. Bray slammed down Sheamus, got him out of the ring. Bray then runs away from an Uso, ducks through the ropes. And then the Uso, turns around and eats a hard-ass clothesline from none other than Luke Harper.
Oh, Jesus. I haven't seen him throw one that hard in a while. There's like two modes for Rowan and Harper. Off and just kill. They're in no in between, and these guys are not gentle. Especially Rowan. Rowan is just like, I don't think gentle is in his vocabulary. Like, he's just klutzy and rough and yeah. But Luke likes to throw his boot, and he likes to throw that clothesline with some malice behind it. Every time.
Yeah, he does. Yes. Yes, he does. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We start earlier now, at about 11:10, 11:15, depending on when Monday Night Raw ends. Mark it in your calendar.
So yes, because I moved. Sorry.
She's now on the East Coast, so we're moving up times a little bit. So just stay tuned, and we will keep you up to date. So the Wyatts pick up the victory. They tell them to follow the buzzards. And things continue. Backstage, Tom Phillips is talking to Nikki Bella about inviting Brie Bella to Money in the Bank. Stephanie McMahon told Nikki that she and Brie have a match against the Funkadactyls tonight. But wait. Brie's not here anymore, so, well, it's a handicap match, and you better get in your gear really, really quick.
Like, run.
Because you got about, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I should mention right now, because, well, you know, every Monday night, according to Tim Stein, we'll be here live in our chat room at wildtalkradio.com for Raw chat during the show. And I didn't know chat rooms cost you money, but it's free.
Okay.
Ding. Yeah. So come chat with us during Monday Night Raw on wildtalkradio.com and be around for the post show. So a limo pulled up and they talked about how a cross-platform entertainer and former WWE champion will be returning tonight.
Ooh, wonder who it could be.
We'll have to find out. Bo Dallas came out on stage. The man who inspires us all. He clutched the mic, thanked everyone for their support. He said he's here to ask the crowd to join him for 60 seconds of silence in honor of two great superstars who have fallen, who are physically unable to compete right now, being Bad News Barrett and Daniel Bryan. Bo took his knee, knelt down, and was silent for over a minute. Jerry Lawler tried to talk through it. JBL continued to hush him. Lawler said, this isn't inspirational, but boring. Shush, Jerry Lawler. Bo Dallas is awesome. He's unbelievable.
Even though he's a bonehead sometimes.
Eventually, Bo talked. Bo said he's the voice of inspiration for Daniel Bryan last night. Showed the video package from Money in the Bank. Dallas said he told the crowd to never stop believing.
Don't stop believing. I'm waiting for that Journey song. So waiting for it.
It needs to be played at WrestleMania.
No, dude. It needs to be played, now. He just needs to come out because it's don't stop believing. Yeah, that needs to happen. Next week, that needs to happen. Because the theme music for him, it's it works. But just for him to come out to the Journey, yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's that would just cement the corniness of this gimmick.
Oh, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. It should happen. They should actually get Journey to come to WrestleMania and play it. Because that would be awesome.
That would just sell it.
Didn't I just say that, Tim? Stealing off my ideas, Tim. Way to go.
5 second delay?
I'm still just calling him, guy who steals my ideas. Because he can, I guess, apparently.
Well, he's not the only one that is stealing ideas from people and putting them up, and yeah. I'm going to rant to you about that after the show.
I know you are. Anyway. So, moving on. And I love that Nikki Bella came right out.
And she looked at him like he was an idiot.
Yeah, because it's Bo Dallas. Yeah. Anyway, Nikki Bella took on the Funkadactyls. They looked like they were on the same page, but not really. After Naomi wins with her new finisher. We had Cameron and Naomi in a shoving match, and Cameron told her, basically, girl, bye.
So are the Fungodactyls no more?
It might be. We'll have to see. But yeah, it looks like there's trouble right there.
There's trouble in paradise. Oh no, what will we do for Total Divas?
Listen to The Rack Extra this September right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Ding!
We talk about bad news Barrett, and well, we have some bad news. He's going to be out several months with a shoulder, separated shoulder.
Yeah, that's just... I hate saying this, but Money in the Bank is really unlucky for Wade Barrett, because it seems like every time he's going to be in it, he gets severely injured.
And it wasn't during the match.
Like, he never actually makes it to the match. And this time it was, like, the week of the pay-per-view, which just sucks for him.
Yeah, it does. And we're not playing Tim Stein Bingo tonight, Kinkins. It's only on Sundays.
Yeah, when Tim's actually on the air.
Yeah. So there will be a battle royal at Battleground. God, hard to keep track of the names at Battleground for the vacant Intercontinental Championship. Paul Heyman came out and, you know, said his client will be the next Intercontinental Champion, basically. So we led to Kofi Kingston versus Cesaro in a good match.
Yeah, if you got to see the finish.
See, I had the app up at different times, not the full time during Raw, but I was like, alright, it's like 9:30, let's put on the app for now. So I put it on and oh my god, it's the finish on the app. So yes, Kofi Kingston beat Cesaro on the app, and that got destroyed by Cesaro. On the television show. Michael Cole got injured a little bit, but Kofi got thrown into the crowd, rammed in the ring post. Cesaro just, well...
went psycho.
He did. He did. Great beatdown by... Cesaro, showing his intensity after losing on the WWE app. Then, in an interesting moment, Santino was throwing a party and no one showed up.
Oh, no!
Then someone poured a drink in Santino's cup. It was Twisted Tea. And it was poured by Adam Rose, and they pitched the Twisted Tea drink.
It was only a matter of time. I'm with Mace on that one. It was only a matter of time.
It was funny, though.
Oh, it was funny. It was very clever, but yeah. Only a matter of time.
Yeah. It happens. And then we were in for what probably was the biggest surprise of the night. I would say to you, Lindsay, I think it's the biggest surprise of them all, because we heard this.
Oh yeah! Can you believe it? Well, you knew he'd show up at Hartford. Of course, the boss is here.
Vince is here.
Well, Vincent Kennedy McMahon-dow, that
is. Alpha Wrestling Corporation. I wonder if Fishport Military School is still mad at him.
Mr. McMahon's electric razor ran out of juice. He let me use that once in Iraq. The electric razor.
Then he threw it away. The 1999 Royal Rumble winner. The pride of East Carolina University.
I don't think he's been in the weight room lately. He's shrunk.
He's been out of Cape Cod. He's on the old Coliseum.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw! I am the chairman of the board, the creative genius, the genetic jackhammer, Vincent Kennedy McMahon-dow! Without a doubt, I have made the WWE a global entertainment juggernaut. Why? Because I recognize great talent. Talent like Hulk Hogan, Triple H! Stone Cold Steve Austin! And quite frankly, a man who is the most talented individual to ever set foot in this very ring. A man who all of you are too ignorant to appreciate. Damian Sandow! That being said, I officially enter Damian Sandow into the Battleground Battle Royal for the Intercontinental title. And if you or anyone has a problem with that, well, you're fired!
Damian. Damian! Who the hell do you think you are? Impersonating my father, Vincent Kennedy McMahon. The McMahon family for generations has broken their back building the very foundation of WWE. The only reason why you have a job. And you're going to stand there and make fun of my father? My father has built this business by toppling giants. So tonight, Damian, you're going to have the same opportunity. When you face one of the other competitors in the Battleground Battle Royal. And your match is now.
Run, Damian. Run.
Damian Sandow versus the Great Khali.
This was short, sweet, to the point. Damian got his head chopped in. But it was... But the impression of Vince was actually really good.
Makes me wonder, is that what he got in trouble for?
I don't know. I don't know what he did to piss somebody off backstage, but yeah, it's like... Okay, because he suddenly started doing all these impressions and different other things, and they're clearly punishing him for something. So, I don't know, but he did a spot-on impression of Vince in some cases, and I was impressed. And you know somewhere backstage Vince was laughing his ass off.
Oh, I know. So, yeah. We then have the limo, and it's time for the big reveal. And it was, in fact, the theme we played to start off the show. The Miz. Yes.
Two-time rack guest.
Two-time rack guest. Yes. The guest of the rack, The Miz, showed up on Monday Night Raw in a white suit.
Yeah, he upped the ante on Bray. Bray just wears white pants. Miz went for the whole suit.
He did go for the whole suit.
But he looked well.
He did. He looked really well.
But yes, after 4 months of shooting the Marine, he is back. He's ready for action. And, well, so is somebody else.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what the Miz had to say first. So the Miz comes out, sunglasses on, because, you know, he's a movie star, he has to wear sunglasses. He says he's back. Miz then told he's been gone for 4 months, as Lindsay just said, because he was told he was better than WWE and on track to be Hollywood's biggest star. So why is he back? To answer everyone. All of us. The WWE Universe doesn't realize or see the A-list talent that he is. Says he's taken for granted, but he is here to remind everyone that they are all wrong. Miz says he can do anything and everything, and he will not leave WWE until he main events WrestleMania once again. He continued to go on and 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 on.
Three, two,
he's back.
That's right, until somebody came out and told him to shut the hell up.
You got something to say, Chris? What, did you come out here to give me a Lifetime Achievement Award? Oh, this is 2012, Chris Jericho, where you come back for 3 weeks, don't talk, in your stupid Light Bright jacket.
He takes the stupid Light Bright jacket off.
That was a nice shot, though.
Oh, now you're going to take off the jacket. You know what? How dare you, Chris? How dare you deprive these people of a moment to watch me shine? Do you have any idea how important I am? I'm the Marine, damn it! I'm an actor! I'm a movie star! I'm a box office draw! I'm a... Whoa!
You are a man who just ate a codebreaker from Y2J.
Thanks for coming, Miz.
Yeah, Mr. Miz is laid out in his white suit. Chris Jericho is going crazy. The fans are chanting for Y2J, Y2J, Y2J.
Damn, that felt good! Did that feel good? I have been waiting a long time to say these words, and I'm going to say them right here, right now, tonight. Welcome to Raw is Dead.
What? Oh, snap.
This is when everybody sat up and went, wait, what?
The boys and their leader showed up, and it was a 3-on-1 beatdown of Y2J, which finished with Sister Abigail laying him out.
This is the point where I started yelling at the TV, shut up and take my money. Just shut up and take my money. Holy shit. How do you rebound way... How do you rebound Bray Wyatt? I can't even talk, I'm that excited. How do you rebound Bray Wyatt? You let him face Chris Jericho. And it should be noted, Jericho probably asked to work with Bray.
Yeah, he did.
And if you have never seen their work together, they actually did a small little feud down in NXT. Go find it on YouTube or Daily Motion. The work they did together was really, really good. So the mic work alone in this is going to be amazing. And it will probably outshine the wrestling, but I really don't care. Because, yeah, mic work. Oh my god, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Coming to SummerSlam near you.
Coming to Battleground near you.
No, I don't think Battleground.
Maybe. I think they're going to get it to Battleground. Something will happen between them at Battleground. Even if it's not the full-blown match.
Oh, they'll fight. I'm just saying that it won't be the match. The match is SummerSlam.
Oh, the match is... the match is SummerSlam. But the mic work in between now and SummerSlam? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna be good.
Yeah, this is the point where it's like, alright, screw everything else that happened on this show. This was it. This was perfect. Because it's like, I was actually getting worried about what they were going to do with Bray. Especially coming out of Money in the Bank and the fact that he lost the feud to Cena. He didn't win the title at Money in the Bank. The boys didn't win the tag titles. It's like, oh crap. What are they going to do with the Wyatts? And then, Chris Jericho shows up.
He's been wanting something to do with WWE. He's been wanting to come back for the right reason.
And Bray Wyatt's the right reason.
You are really flustered.
I'm really excited about this.
Oh, I know you are. And
it's like, because it's something new and different, and it's like, I think you and I sat here one night and had the conversation of who do you move Bray Wyatt onto after John Cena? And it's like, you're sitting there and you're racking your brain and you're looking at the roster and it's like, oh crap, there's really nobody you can move him onto right now. And Jericho wasn't even a possibility because, well, Jericho was saying he was done. Which, of course, no, you never believe, but...
You don't always believe that, but, yeah. I told you it was going to be Sheamus, and that's sort of where the direction was going until tonight, so...
They swerved us. Well played, WWE. Well played.
Well played, indeed.
Although, Harper-Sheamus, that would be a good match.
That would be a good match. So we've had three returns tonight. Well, four, if you count Vince McMahon. Great Khali, Miz, and Jericho.
But wait, I think there's room for one more.
Which we'll get to in a bit. Dolph Ziggler takes on Fandango. Which really wasn't much of a match. Summer Rae came out, and well, she made sure Fandango was looking when she kissed Ziggler. Fandango was upset. And then Ziggler and kiss Summer, and Fandango asks, Summer, what are you doing?
She's getting lucky, that's what she's doing.
Ziggler hits Zigzag for the victory. It looks like we have a little bit of a mini feud and a new alliance, possibly.
Could be. I know they had teased Ziggler and Summer in the past, and well, looks like Ziggler and Summer might finally be becoming a thing.
It might be. Goldust and Stardust took on Ryback and Curtis Axel. Axel dropped the singlet. Rhodes and, I should say, Stardust and Goldust picked up the win.
Solid match. Thank God Curtis dropped the singlet.
Out came Divas Champion Paige. She said she usually lets her actions speak for her, but, well, she has something to actually say. She talked about there's a few people who thought she didn't deserve to be champion, but she feels like in the past 3 months she has deserved to be here and has proven that she is here to stay. Good. She's here to stay. Skip, skip, skip. She's
yes.
back.
After what? 3 months?
3 months.
She's back, thank goodness. And she looked better than ever. She looked rested. She looked healthy. She looked happy. She had two rings on her finger. People chanted CM Punk at her. But yeah, AJ Lee is back. And well... she kind of wants her rematch with Paige.
Yeah, she came out to tell Paige that she's right. She said this is entirely easy for her to say, but Paige did what no woman in the past year could do. She proved AJ Lee wrong. AJ said she let success go to her head, and yes, she was the longest reigning Divas champion of all time, but she should have not rubbed it in everyone's faces like she did. Then Paige, well... gave her a slap of reality that she needed. So she wants to return the favor by saying thank you and congratulations. Paige saw what AJ's up to and said how stupid she thinks she is by doing the exact same thing she did to her. Besides, she doesn't think anyone here wants to see her defend the title.
I'm raising my hand right now. You can't see it, but I'm raising my hand. I want
to
see it.
The crowd said they wanted to after AJ asked them. So, okay then. We have AJ Lee versus Paige.
In a rather rough, tough physical contest to start out with.
Really quick, really tough. And in the end, Paige, well, made a mistake. AJ rolled her up. Three count.
And your new Divas champion, AJ Lee.
Yep.
Mama came home. Yes, that's right. That's exactly right, King Kittens. Mom came home, and she's got the baby back.
As I tweeted out, breaking news, AJ Lee gives birth to a new WWE Divas Championship reign.
Yep. Because there were, well, I mean, there were all kinds of rumors swirling around her, especially since, you know, it's, she went out after Mania, she didn't really take a lot of bumps at Mania, and she was gone for 3 months, and everybody's going, well, when is she going to come back, when is she going to come back, and then it's like she got married, and everybody was kind of wondering if she was going to come back, and then the pregnancy rumors started, and obviously after tonight, it's very apparent AJ Lee is not pregnant. In fact, I think she actually lost a little weight.
Yeah, there were pictures that floated around over the weekend. She was not pregnant.
Yeah, no, she's not pregnant.
She was very tan because they were in Hawaii.
Wow.
They went on a honeymoon to Hawaii, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah, good stuff.
Not too shabby if you can get it.
Main event time. Hunter is at ringside. Roman Reigns and Cena vs. Orton and Kane. Good match.
Honestly, I don't remember much about this match. I remember the finish of the match and what happened afterwards, but I don't remember much about the match. Because it was like Bray and Jericho and then AJ happened and I was like, I need a minute. My ovaries are, like, just done right now. I need a minute.
Yeah. Orton and Reigns fight to the back, leaving Kane and Cena. Kane gets steps, lays Cena out with the steps, then gives him a tombstone in the middle of the ring. So that's what happened. Cena's laid out with a tombstone. That's the end of Monday Night Raw. Or so we thought. Cena's being checked on. And then out came Seth Rollins. He tries to cash in. The referee was like, no, he's seen as not ready. Can't do it. And he was very reluctant. Then Dean Ambrose came out, attacked Rollins, driving him out of the ring. And there was a failed cash in for the evening. So, well, he technically didn't cash in. Then Roman Reigns spears Kane as Roman Reigns returned. Hunter and Reigns had a stare down to end Monday Night Raw as the fans chanted, "This is awesome."
Yeah, they're laying the seeds for Roman and Trips, and that's gonna be epic when that happens. But Dean Ambrose came through on his promise. I have a feeling he's gonna be Hunter and Seth Rollins' worst nightmare. And will he get? He's obviously going to get just a little bit of backup from Roman Reigns, and vice versa.
Yep.
Seth, Hunter, y'all pissed the wrong set of guys off. Just pointing that out.
Really good, enjoyable episode of Monday Night Raw. A lot of news happened on this show.
You can tell this was the kickoff to the summer. This is obviously the beginning of the builds. They're starting to push for SummerSlam. This is where all the big stuff happened tonight. We saw 4 returns. It was great. Well, technically 3 returns, but still, it was absolutely great.
No, it was 4 returns. Kali returned.
Eh.
Vince returned, so that's technically 5.
Yeah, technically 5. But
6 returned, because Ziggler's probably getting a push.
Yeah, but Ziggler was on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
He didn't return from anything. He's finally getting a push.
His push returned.
But, yeah, so this was a really, really, really good episode of Raw. Like I said, you can tell this is the start of the summer, and if this is where the summer is headed, I'm okay with this.
As am I. So that will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We are here every Monday night, right after Monday Night Raw. And during Monday Night Raw, come chat with us, wildtalkradio.com. Click on the chat button. We are here. Tim Stein will be leading the chat every Monday night. He will be talking. So you can talk to Tim Stein in the chat room. And you can do it for free, because if it was pay with Tim, probably wouldn't happen. And if Tim's asking you to pay for something, it probably wouldn't be PG. That being said, tune into the Rack. About to get yelled at in a minute. The Rack returns at its brand new start time, 10 p.m. Eastern, Lindsay, this Thursday.
That's right. Tune in. We're going to be talking all about NXT. We, of course, have to give our review of Money in the Bank. I have little doubt we'll be talking about plenty of things that happened tonight on Monday Night Raw in a little bit more detail. We'll give you the latest updates on TNA. And, of course, we will be joined by... I'll just go ahead and say it. World-renowned author Brian Shields, the man behind the 30 Years of WrestleMania book. He's also the man behind the WWE Encyclopedia volume, or I should say, prints 1 and 2. So definitely check those out. Go pick them up if you haven't seen them, because they're awesome. And we're going to be talking to him all about the 30 Years of WrestleMania book, so I can't wait.
Tune in for that. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. And the quote is, I'm just gonna fucking ignore you. ... Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. Will the part-time player show up? We'll find out. CB Radio. Check it out. Midnight ish, Saturday nights. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandmen. And a Sunday night, Tim Stein, Mace Omega return for WTR, Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio. I wonder what they'll be talking about. Just follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday night and Facebook.com/Russell Talk Radio. And as I said, we'll be back Monday night, right after Monday Night Raw, 11:10, 11:15. Whenever Monday Night Raw ends, we will be live. Join us in the chat all night long on Monday nights to talk Monday Night Raw. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, WTRProductions.com.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Stay tuned for updates on my Redbubble store because, well, WWE got more of my pieces, so I don't know how much longer it will be up and available, but for the pieces that are still left, if you like my artwork and you'd like to buy it, there's a link under the contact us section of my website. You can click on the link. It will take you to redbubble.com where you can buy the pieces that are still available. But if you'd like to view them, they are available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward. Send us to Twitter. There is also a link to my Behance on my website at the bottom. Just click the link, the little square with the B. It will take you right to it. Of course, listen to The Rack every Thursday nights right here on wildtalkradio.com. And of course, listen to every other show on this network because we all work very, very hard.
We're done. We're gone. Thanks to PW Mania and you and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Good night, everybody.